Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the third verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك. وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين.
The fornicator does not marry except a female fornicator or polytheist, and none marries her except a fornicator or a polytheist, and marriage to such persons has been made unlawful to the believers.
Regarding these verses, dear listeners, we have been discussing different kinds of questions. We tried to answer them. And the last thing we touched upon was the philosophy of banning fornication. We said that we don't think that no one is aware of the dark and gloomy consequences that this action causes to be prevailed in the society. It increases having issues with no identity. It shakens the structure of the families, and as a result, making the structure of the whole society unstable. And so this action causes many consequences, termination of generations, murdering of issues, and these things will shaken the structure of the society eventually. Even we must not forget that the purpose of marriage is not only satisfying sexual instinct, but participation in organizing a family, spiritual familiarity, and mental tranquility. Even things like training issues and cooperation in all affairs of life, these are all among the consequences of lawful marriage, and by prevailing fornication, these things will be doomed. All these are not possible unless man and woman are limited and allocated to each other, and that the banning of fornication should be observed. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says in a tradition, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, there are six evil effects in fornication, three of them in this world and the three of them in the other world. Those which are in this world are: one, it will take man's luminousness. Second, it terminates provisions. And third, it speeds up destruction of man. And those which are the consequences of the other world are Allah's anger, severity of reckoning, and entering into fire or eternal abiding in hell.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
in this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, we have discussed different aspects of this kind of wrongdoing, this fornication, and I assume we'd better have a look at some of the words of the infallibles, the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt regarding this wrongdoing. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, one of the sins that withhold sustenance is fornication. And we can see that this sustenance can be stopped by fornication. The Prophet sallallahu has said, Allah's fury is severe and harsh towards those who commit fornication. A fervent man never commits fornication. This is what the Ahlul Bayt have told us. And also, it has been narrated, verily, fornication brings a blackness of face. It causes poverty. It shortens the lifetime. It terminates provisions. And it ruins beauty and glory and brings Allah's anger near. And the doer of it is wretched and shamed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, when fornication increases after me, sudden death does increase. So it seems that as the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt suggest, these are some of the sure consequences of fornication. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also said, verily, a person who enters his sperm in an unlawful womb on the hereafter day will have severer punishment. When fornication increases in society, many earthquakes will occur. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam continues, do good to your fathers so that your issues will do good to you, and abstain from people's wives so that your wives will be chaste and safe. Now, as the last tradition, let us have a look at the beautiful words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, there are four things that if one of them enters a home, it will destroy it, and which will not be well set up with blessing: stealth, treachery, wine drinking, and fornication. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.